This is the Shape Notes 1 audio file from page 6 of Fundamentals of Music and Directing Songs. The purpose of this file is to give you the pronunciation of and encourage you to memorize shape notes. There are 7 shapes and names or syllables to memorize in the shape note system we have in our hymn books. The names of these notes always apply to the same shapes. The names never change to a different shape or anything like that. The triangle is always a do, and an oval is always a sol. This is a good time to point out that you will see that note, sol, spelled 2 different ways. Its proper spelling is S-O-L, but it's oftentimes spelled S-O. This will all be easiest in the long run if you memorize them in order. Here are their pronunciations in order. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. Then it all starts over again with do. Again, that is do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti. If you're a fan of the musical Sound of Music, the easiest way to commit these to memory is the song that Maria sings with the children when she's teaching them how to sing. You'll not only get the names and get them in order, but also the distances or the intervals that your voice must move to sing them properly. Just make sure you're also looking at the shapes of the notes while you're listening so you will immediately recognize them. When I first memorized the shapes, I had a little bit of trouble with getting them mixed up. Years ago, I would see the mi, and I kind of got it mixed up with the T because the T is basically a diamond with the top facet rounded off. Do was easy enough, but when I came to mi, I had to think of something that associated with that diamond shape. So I thought diamonds are for mi. Fa looks like a flag. It is only missing the L and the G in the name in order to spell out flag. So that seemed kind of obvious to me. You can find your own way to put these notes together with their names, but you do need to have that put together in the course of this study. That you recognize the shapes is going to be very important later on. So get these names and shapes memorized together. And the easiest way to do that is to sing them in order while you look at their shapes. We're going to work on that in the next audio file, and I would like to, before you listen to that, encourage you to get an app for your smartphone that will analyze your voice. You can go to the Play Store and you can put in search terms. I would put in vocal and pitch and analyze, and you'll be given several apps there when you bring that up. And find one that graphically displays your voice on the screen, voice being a line that moves up and down as your voice moves up and down and shows you where your voice is in relation to your pitch. This is going to enable you to work together later on with the audio file that is going to help you evaluate your voice and determine what kind of work or adjustment you need with regard to your pitch and getting it in the right place.